Blog Talk Radio.
AOL Music.
Six
6 o'clock in the morning at the studio.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Pull out a dub. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Comedy, doing what I do, when I do, where I do it, and how I'm doing it right now is the way I want to. You understand what I'm saying? This is a handsome life I'm living. You feel me? Live on 5G Radio, baby. Today is June 28, 2011. Is it approximately 10:07 a.m.? I want to say welcome, everybody, to Twitter Me Tuesdays, man. I know y'all tuned in, man. There's so many beautiful, wonderful things going on, so many updates I got to give y'all, man. I'm just excited right now. You know, we got so many things to talk about, man. So, you know, in another 5-10 minutes, man, we're going to have Carla come through with the juicy news, you know what I mean? But before she comes through with the juicy news, man, I've been rapping with my best partner, you know, 20 years, you know what I'm saying? He's seen the Gilroy, you know what I'm saying, evolve, and actually he is Gilroy. You see what I'm saying? It's something, you know, a brother be working on things. I don't tell y'all everything. I kind of keep y'all on the hush until it's time to go on and let y'all in. But I want to welcome y'all. I want to welcome right to the Gilroy family, man, right to the man who created Gilroy, that French Pip I be talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Heavy, what's up with it, player?
Hey, what's going on with you, Trey Love?
Man, just out here trying to grind and shine, man. Same old thing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing new. Same suit, just reheated. You know how I get down, pimp.
Yeah, you know how we chop it up, man. But I'm glad for you having me, man. And tell Carla I said what's up.
I'll let her know. You're going to be able to tell her in a second anyway, because she live on 5G. She come through and, deliver the juicy news when we could get her. You know what I mean? You know, she be a little here and there, you know, everywhere doing her EOTM thing. But when she can slide through, you know, she come and bless us with the juicy news. You know what I mean?
Now, I feel you. That's what's up, man. But I appreciate what you're doing, and I like what you're doing, man. I saw your pictures on Facebook, man. You looking real good, man. Can I borrow some of the muscles?
Can I borrow some of them muscles? Well, you know, dog, even back in high school, you know what I'm saying, the brother was never no chump. But see, here go the thing I realized and recognized real quick when I got to Hollywood, man. I had to get with these cats, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, I had to get with them, and in order to compete, you know, it's like it's good to be around people that are doing better than you. You know how we do, Heavy. You don't like to be around nobody that's doing as good as you. You know what I mean? Or,
oh, man, you can't be around no chump.
Right, or especially the people that are, like, and not to dog nobody, but the people that, like, literally, and I ain't taking up from nobody. Nobody, please don't get offended. But the people that are beneath you, you know what I'm saying? The people are beneath you. No, I have. It's like you have nothing personal against them, but they can't teach you nothing. They can't advance you. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, bro, I'm gonna tell you, just as I've grown as a man from high school, you know what I'm saying? When we was doing it back then, you know what I mean? Banging and hanging out, you know what I mean? And doing what we was doing, you know. And then when we became men and we learned other things and I started doing stand-up and, you know, you're hanging with a certain caliber of stand-up comedian. And like I say, no discredit to no one. But, you know, some of you guys, and you know who you are, you're very limited in your engagement. That was pimp. Wasn't that pimp, baby?
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. That's great playboy. You know, I like to say, you know, you got to understand from where you came from to where you are today, you know what I'm saying? And you should have no regrets. Just like,
man,
you got me in certain circles that I thought I would never be in. And if it wasn't for you, sometimes I think, like, damn, where would Heavy be?
Mm.
You know? So I appreciate you for all what you've done for me.
Well, man, it ain't no thing, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the fact that even a best partner after all these years, man, all the way from Pace High School, shout out to Pace, y'all. That's where me and Heavy attended school, man, way back. I ain't even going to tell y'all when, because I'm going to tell y'all, you know, our age, and we ain't but 27, so I don't give a damn what nobody say. That's the lie we sticking to, ain't it, right, Heavy? Nigga, hey, that's the lie we sticking to.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
You hear me? Player, blood pressure, we don't even care nothing about all that. I'm 27 years old, you know what I'm saying? I bet when the white people call me and they need a 27-year-old African-American male, I'm putting my beard in church. What?
That's all day.
As long as they know. But, yeah, Heavy, man, like, you know, a lot of good things in my life, man, taking care of myself, man, and I can't even lie. You know, good people, you know what I'm saying? You know, kind of mindful of, you know, I do things a little better than what I used to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could truly understand that.
As the things change. So I'm going to play a little quick cut, man, dedicated to us, man, for all the things that we did, all the things we've been through, man, all the fun we done had, man. Sometimes, man, we're going to come through. I'm going to have Heavy come through and tell y'all these stories, you know what I mean, of some of the things, you know, that built me up to be the man I truly am today. But before I play this song, I just want to tell y'all, man, y'all make sure y'all pay attention to this brother. He's very deep. He's very heavy. A lot of the things that you learn from and about Trey Love, I learned from this gentleman who's on the line with us right now. So I'm going to play this song, and right after I come back from this song, y'all, we're going to go straight into the juicy news delivered by EOTM. So this song dedicated to Trey and his boy Heavy, y'all. This 20 years of this game right here. Church.
Big pimpin', baby. Big pimpin', finish. Yo, man. You know why? Thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em. 'Cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood. Good, but I don't fucking feed them. First time they bust, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe them. In the cut where I keep them. Till I need a nut, till I need to be the guts in it. Beep, beep, and I'm picking them up. Let them play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fists and cuff. Divorce them and split as fuck. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass with nothing. Y'all be fronting. Me give my heart to a woman. Not for nothing. Never happen. I'll be forever macking. Heart cold in the fashions. I got no passion. I got no patience. And I hate waiting. Oh, get your ass in and let's ride.
Coming straight about the black Mario. Make the meal upon for sorry ho. Now sit back and be my scenario. Oof, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't fuck a scary hoe. Now every time, every place, everywhere we go, hoes stop pointing and say, there he go. Now he's bumping. more heat than a little bit. We don't pull it out over little shit. And if you catch a lick when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a bitch, and step up your vocab. Don't be surprised if your hoes have out with me and you see it coming down on your slab. Living gets so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But nigga, if you hate now, then you wait while I get your bitch butt naked. Just break it. You gotta play like you ain't wet with two pairs of clothes on. Now get your ass in the back as I pass to the track. Timberland, let me spit my pros on. Close it up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking these hoes on. Hate the track that we flows on. But when shit get hot, then the glass start popping like ozone. We keep hoes drunk like Trigger Man. But really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, let's just getting sold on the flip. Getting blow with the motherfucking Jigger Man, bitch.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Carla B., with your Gilroy Radio News, brought to you by EOTMblog.com. Stay connected, y'all, to the number one site in entertainment news, exclusive celebrity interviews, what's up in politics, world news, hood news, and so much more. And right now, I want to actually break the monotony, if you will, with a little bit of juicy news. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have some technical difficulties. Carla, you there? Hey, Heavy.
Heavy.
Hey, Heavy, you with me? Right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take this to song real quick. We seem to be having some technical difficulties.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carly.
with your Gilroy Radio News brought to you by EOTMblog.com. I want to apologize. Had a little bit of technical difficulties, but guess what, y'all? I am back. I am back. And as I said, I will be sharing some juicy news with you all. I'm courtesy of EOTMblog.com. Stay connected to the number one site in entertainment news, exclusive celebrity interviews, what's up in politics, world news, got some hood news too, y'all, and so much more. And right now I want to break the monotony, if you will, with a little bit of what's hot in entertainment. And we're going to start it off with Shia LaBeouf, the lead actor of Transformers. He actually just recently admitted in a new issue of Details magazine that he did have sexual relations with the sexiest woman in the world, quote unquote, Megan Fox. The Transformers co-star, the Transformers star goes on to explain to the magazine that this is what he said. He said, look, you're on the set for 6 months with someone who's rooting to be attracted to you, and you're rooting to be attracted to them. I never understood the separation of work and life in that situation, but the time I spent with Megan was our own thing. And I think you can see the chemistry on screen. That's what he said. And my thing to that was, you know, I mean, where is it that, you know, I mean, we know in Hollywood, I guess you kiss and you tell. I guess that's the thing. I don't know. Trey Love, tell me something.
Well, hey, look here. I'm going to say it like this here. I don't kiss and tell nothing. Don't nobody know nothing. See, that's them young boys. I be telling these women, do not be playing with these boys. If you're going to play with somebody, play with a man. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, hey, it ain't got to be. You know why you got to talk about it? You know, you got it. You know what I mean? I mean, keep it to yourself. That's your business. And then you're going to put the girl on blast like that? That's kind of an immature move. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one, and that's mine. What you got to say on that, Heavy?
Yeah, you know, I personally agree with what you were saying. You know, if you got something going on, just keep it on a hush-hush. You ain't got to let the media know everything that's going on with yourself, because you got to understand, you know, with fame come humiliation. And that's something that you do not want at all.
Right.
So you got to agree to yourself, like, if we're going to have something going on, let's keep it between us. Let's not let everybody know the situation. It's a certain way to do things.
All right, Gilroy Gang. Y'all, that's the originator of Gilroy Gang, that French pimp. You know, this is my consultant. So y'all better be careful, Touch. Go ahead with it, Carla.
Okay, yeah, that's scary right there. With fame comes humiliation. I think I believe that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And the second up, I want to talk a little bit about BET, not necessarily about the winners right now, but that little publicity stunt, if you will, that BET, I think, they created on their own. There's been a lot of speculation in the news in regards to BET executive Stephen Hill. He says that Chris Brown and Rihanna, that I guess misunderstanding or mistake in regards to them giving the award to, what did they give the award, I believe, to Rihanna, which was really Chris Brown's. And he's saying that wrong name was human error. And he actually publicly apologized on Twitter, Stephen Hill did. He went on to say that BET Awards Viewer's Choice mix-up was due to human error, and he wanted to apologize to all affected. Now, skeptics are not buying it. However, you know, this is what they're saying. They're saying, how can the teleprompter accidentally declare Rihanna's "What's My Name" to be the winner while Brown's "Look at Me Now" was cited as champ on the computer tablet on stage? I don't know. It just doesn't seem to add up. Basically, a lot of people are saying this was a publicity stunt to draw more attention to the BET Awards. What are you guys' thoughts?
What you think, Heavy?
Well, personally, if you ask me, I think he done enough apologizing as it is. I think Rihanna wanted to be beat. I
Hey, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it so real, dog. You know what I'm saying? People be talking stuff, right? I'm going to tell you like this here. One of my favorite songs, and I hate to admit it because I don't like singing it in places because I be getting on people's nerves, but when she break it down, and chains and whips excite me, come on, I be like, hell yeah. Where we going?
You see, you see, so you understand what I'm saying?
Of course, of course. And she, you know, this thing is stupid. Hey, man, I'm going to say like this here, man, to each his own. I mean, if it was a mistake, it wasn't a mistake. This is the entertainment biz. If it's going to sell tickets and it's going to get media and it's going to get people making news about it, man, by all means, hell, go for it. Go ahead, Carl.
Okay, what's that?
You know, I'm not.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm actually trying to make a frame of actually going around beating women. You know, what he did was absolutely wrong, but you gotta see the opposing side of what she came on after the situation.
Right.
You know, it's like
a woman beat her in half. I'm just kidding.
Pretty much. She asking for it.
Oh, he said pretty much. Right.
Man, hey, man, I like that. Hey, ladies, I'm going to just say this here. The thoughts and views expressed on, I can't even get it out, hold on. The thoughts and views expressed on 5G Radio are not that those of Trey Love or anything to do with 5G Radio or Enterprises. So I want to say that I totally, personally, I have to step in and say I totally, totally disagree with my partner. Yeah, we friends, but I in no way, shape, or form condone or even am willing to put myself in a position or predicament to put my hand on no woman because my probation clearly states that if I get my probation, no, because last time I hit this girl, no, I'm going to tell you what happened, see, like when they say slavery, you know, due to the restraint of my restraining order against the three girls that I had allegedly had conflict with, I don't know. No. I'm saying allegedly. But my thing is this here, man. Like I said, you stupid. Allegedly. But my thing is straight up, though, to everybody, man. I'm going to tell the fellas, if you want to get in, you when I say some serious trouble, some serious some trouble and some real character defraudation, you hit you a woman. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care if you catch her sucking your daddy. You better just sit back and say you call her all kind of everything in the book, tear up the furniture, burn down the house. But don't you put all my players out there, I want y'all to listen to this. Don't you put your hands on none of these damn. Don't you put your hands on that woman. You hear me?
Yeah.
If you put your hands on that woman, you need to be. If you put your hands on that woman, you need to be making love to her. That's the only time. Not grudge fuck her. If she makes you mad, you fuck this shit.
Oh, you see now I like that. I like that. You see now you hit it right on the head. You hit it right there. I like that.
I know.
If she makes you mad, just go ahead and grudge her, fucker. She gonna feel bad and worse than what she was.
Okay,
wow,
that's enough.
All right, both you guys are scaring me. We got two Ikes on the line, but it's all good. We're going to keep them.
Ain't nobody going to hit you.
Hopefully the next story is going to scare you guys straight. That's all I'm going to say. But we're going to switch it up a little bit in politics because I'm trying to scare these men. Anyway, FBI raid Commissioner John Wiley's Price's office on yesterday. There's been a lot of this particular guy, John Wiley Price, was trending on Google yesterday. FBI agents raided the offices and homes of Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price. Now, this guy has held office for over a quarter century, and he is currently in his sixth term. Now, what Price said was he said he has no idea why the FBI agents came to his office on Monday morning. In a brief statement to reporters at his attorney's office, he said his history as an activist has made him a target. His lawyer, who in my opinion should be fired for this statement, his lawyer told a chorus of reporters yesterday that his client is being accused of everything butt child rape. I think he probably could have came up with, you know, something as another analogy, but he said his client was being accused of everything but child rape. Now, Price has been, he's been a revolutionary, so to speak, in numerous public protests, most aimed at improving minority employment, which a few of those protests has led to his arrest. So anyway, John Wiley Price is a, for those of you that aren't familiar with him, he is a black commissioner in the Dallas area. And a lot of people are saying that it's just a big ploy to get him out of office. What are you guys' thoughts?
Well, pretty much.
Beat him?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Basically, like you said, his lawyer actually convicted him already. You know, if you have a lawyer that's actually claiming accusations the way he did, you know, you might as well go ahead and drop the gavel down and say, shit, give me 25 years.
And for the record, everybody, Heavy would know about lawyers. just so I want everybody to know, if you want to say, and if you need unlawyer legal advice, but you need this, some legal just to know the real, okay, well, look here. This is what his lawyer told him. If anybody knows, he knows. Go ahead, Carla.
You guys are hilarious. You guys know about the former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich, who,
yeah.
You know, this governor that had a really big mouth, felt like he could do whatever, was trying to buy, pay everybody off, do all kind of stuff. But anyway, he's been quietly on trial for the past 2 years. And yesterday, this former Illinois governor, he was convicted of 17, convicted on 17 of the 20 federal corruption counts. The jury deadlocked on two counts and found him guilty on another. Now, the tarnished ex-governor, he walked out of the federal court building yesterday holding his wife's hand, and he spoke in a somber tone, which was very uncharacteristic of him. He said, this is what he said. He said, "Patty and I are obviously very disappointed in the outcome, and I frankly am stunned. There's not much left to say other than we want to get home to our little girls and to talk to them and explain things to them and try to sort things out. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you." This is what he told a chorus of reporters as he was walking out of the courthouse yesterday. Now, this guy, he is actually facing up to 20 years in prison. Yesterday, all kind of reports were out. People were saying he's not going to make it in jail and yada, yada, yada. But it's just really crazy to see that press conference that he did yesterday, because I can remember 2 years ago when he was denying everything, cursing everybody out, he was so boisterous and oh my God, he just had a really, really, really funky attitude. And it was just so obvious that he was, you know, he was guilty, and evidently that was true because he was convicted on 17 of those 20 charges. Looking at a long time in jail. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I think him and the guy, what's the guy's name, Edwards, I think they need to be roommates.
Yeah.
You know, basically, because you actually harangue yourself to be innocent, and at the same time, behind your mind, you know, you actually done all of this, and you still end up getting a conviction anyway, you know?
This is what I'm gonna do real quick, y'all. We got some callers on the line, and you know, I think that especially with you doing the news, let's go ahead and let a couple of these callers get in and see what their opinion is on some of this stuff. I got one, my little homie Brendan. I see you on the line, kid. I know he ain't worried about this stuff, but I think this 909. I think that's SS, and you know, probably one of her friends. I'm sure they want to jump in on some politics. 909, what's happening over there, y'all?
Well, first of all, let's go back to the comment with the crown and all that kind of stuff. Let's just go here. No woman likes to get beat. I don't care if she asked for it and all the rest of that stuff. So who is this 678 anyway? Who is this, your buddy, your friend? Who is this? Who is that?
The thoughts and views expressed on 5G Radio are not the thoughts and views of Trey Love or any other person.
I want to make it clear. I just want to make it clear that no woman, absolutely no woman, likes to get her behind beat under no circumstance. None. Period. So let's just get that clear. And you guys mentioned something earlier about
what's the nature of S&M?
Excuse me?
What's the nature of S&M?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. You might have that going on and stuff like that, but and that's, let me go here with that. That's not
hey,
the
hold
norm.
Hold on, before y'all go there, right? I gotta let, cause I know I only get Carla for a limited time. So as soon as Carla gets done with the juicy news, we'll come back to that. All right. So Carla, go ahead and take back over, darling, and go ahead and deliver that juicy news to us.
All right, cool beans. Well, this is the last story, and I think this is just the hottest of them all to me, anyway, because I'm a big fan of crazy.
What happened?
Hold on.
I'm a big fan of DMX. Anyway, in recent news, DMX disses Jay-Z. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but so this is the breakdown of it, and I'm not really for sure on what got the dog riled up again, but during a show in Arizona before his incarceration, DMX says, I'm not even going to say the bad word because I'm a good girl, but he said F Jay-Z during his performance. And then he went on to say, the rapper went on record to say, I've not talked to him yet, since this DMX told Vibe, and he told them this in the exclusive interview. He said, but I had a show November 18th before I got left up. No, November 12th, I had the show. And these are words from DMX, he says. And somebody in the crowd was like, what's up with Jay-Z? And I was like, F Jay-Z. Anyway, it ended up all over the place. So he called Swizz Beatz. Swizz Beatz called me, and he tells Swizz, yo, why you dissing my man? I was going to do a song with him. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, effing bull job. You know, he says explicit stuff, though. I don't want to hear that S-H-I-T. And like, yo, you can just get him to say he ain't mean it. No, I'm not saying that. What I did say is, if you want to talk, hold on a second. He said, what I did say is, if you want to talk to me, I'm man enough to let him know why it's F you, but it's still F you. Anyway, a lot of explicits in regards to how DMX feels about Jay-Z. He also went on to diss Drake and all his crazy stuff. He says, I don't like Drake. It's nothing that he did to me. He is actually a talented guy. I just don't like him. It ain't nothing personal. I don't like his stuff. He is talented. He has a little wordplay here and there, but when I see him and hear him, it's like money. I'm not rocking with that. So a lot of people are saying DMX is just totally hating because he really haven't came out with anything big in a minute. He's been getting into so much trouble, all this crazy stuff within the media. So, you know, the article was just crazy, and I couldn't really read it all because there was so many explicit. I didn't even realize it was that many explicit when I put it on my list to share with you guys with the juicy news. So you're going to have to go to EOTMblog.com to be able to read it yourself and see all the craziness. But he's had a lot of F-U-C-Ks and called all kind of people B-I-T-C-Hs, you know, just the regular DMX stuff. You know, what are you guys' thoughts on this?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Personally, and I'm going to be straight up, I'm disappointed in DMX because I have not only just heard that rumor from you, I've heard other things where DMX is really kind of playing hard on this new generation of rap artists, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm very proud of these brothers. I'm glad that we're not cursing as much, and I'm glad that even with the cursing, we're romancing women again. We're giving ladies something to love and enjoy, and getting the women personally. I'm gonna tell you the truth. If you look at Drake's image, Drake has that Will Smith, you know, that Nick Cannon, you know, clean cut. I'm going to be honest, you know, back in the days, and I mean, my boy Heavy can attest, yeah, we had the gold teeth back in the days when we were children. Yeah, you know, I had the braids and things when I was a child. Yeah, I expressed myself like that, you know, young pimping, doing my thing at that particular time when I was a child. But when you become a man, you put away your childish things. And as I've grown and I've become a man, I've even changed different aspects about myself, my outlook, and yeah, I still ride to my DMX, you know what I'm saying, and I still listen to my Pac, but I'm going to tell you something, when I'm chilling with a few broads and everything, these broads really want to hear some Drake. These women do not want to hear, no, I'm going to be real, DMX, and see, I'm going to tell you, you know, them so-called gangsters and stuff that sit around each other all day, you know, I'm saying, like, for real, that's all y'all do is sit around and grab y'all nuts and listen to DMX, you know what I'm saying? I got a few women around here, you know what I'm saying? I'd have made some coffee and everything, some pancakes, you know what I'm saying? They'll cook some eggs for these girls and everything, and a little Drake plant. You know what I'm saying? These ladies want to hear a little bit of that Drake. You know what I mean? These ladies be liking that, you know? And I have to honestly, for me, I have to give the women what they want. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just real quick, Carl, I'm going to play a little bit of this song because I want to, and I'm going to bring you right back, but I want to dedicate this song to all them, you know, players. Like, honestly, I'm going to tell you what you is, you DMXs and you haters, you know what I'm saying? I got love for the brother, and I ain't going to lie, I wouldn't want to run into him in a dark alley or nothing because I don't think he'd come out on my favor because I could tell he ain't nothing to play with. But for real, yo, to all y'all homies, this song go out to y'all.
You about to tell her you love her, we all bad. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all bad. But you can't bring bring the future back. Y'all steady chasing the fame and we all bet. Overtime slow for change, we all bet. Niggas still making it rain and we all bet. Cause you can't bring the future back.
Yo, niggas get off me. Chris, we all bet. Tim's, we all bet. Friends, we all bet.
Yeah, we all bet. And you still on that. And we still making money cause we still on that.
Carla, you on there, sweetie?
Hey, what's goody? What's goody? Welcome back. Hot track right there. I love it. You got me over here getting jiggy with it and stuff, and I can't even dance. But anyway, back to the juicy news. The last thing I want to talk about really quickly is on the 25th of June, New York legalized gay marriage. The state legalized it. It was a historic passing of the same sex marriage equality bill in New York, and I think since the 25th, there's been a slew of new weddings, courthouse weddings. The gay rights folks have been just having a blast. It was ironic, but the law was passed on, it was Gay Pride Week when it was passed, so you know, a lot of people are really, really excited about this. There's, you know, some celebrities in the news that are openly gay, and they were just, you know, just so happy talking about planning their wedding and yada, yada, yada. So just wanted to touch bases on that. Did you have any comments on New York legalizing it?
Man, they need to legalize weed, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going through all these things, man. Go on and legalize the bomb, bud. You feel me? If y'all want to legalize something, stop putting black people in jail for weed. Stop laughing, Heavy. Stop putting black people in jail for weed. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? If you really want to help the community, legalize weed, put some taxes on it, you know, to the legalization of the gay marriages, God bless. I mean, just everybody just live. Just live. Let's just live. But stop putting, I'm saying, go 420. Get like L.A., okay. Everybody else. That's all I got to say.
And I was always wondering what 420 meant. I still don't know. But don't tell me because I'm going to Google it. It might mean something that I don't want you to tell me on mm-hmm. air. But that is all for the juicy news. And for these stories and other stories like them, you can always visit EOTMblog.com. And lastly, Trey, before I leave, just want to give a quick shout-out to my girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva. Her new talk show under the EOTM Radio Network is debuting tonight at 7 p.m., Pacific Standard Time. It is called the Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show, and Sweet Tea is going to be our Wendy Williams. So she's bringing y'all the 411 on so many things. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it, and she's going to be on air tonight at 7, Trey. So make sure if you're in the area, definitely call in and say hey to your girl. Holla at your girl, as she says.
Okay, Sweet Tea. And what time is that? What time Pacific Standard Time? Give me all the details.
7
Sweet
o'clock.
Tea, and then. 7
yeah, Sweet Tea is a Sassy Diva talk show. Yes, 7 p.m. tonight, and you could stream live by visiting EOTMradio.com, or you can actually call in at 718-664-6543. Basically, she's going to be our queen of celebrity gossip, relationships, fashion, what's hot and what's not in music and more. This is Sweet Tea thing, y'all. She knows it all, and if she doesn't know, she isn't afraid to ask. So get the 411 in the realest form by one of the sexiest talk show hosts in the game. Can you say Sweet Tea? Can you say Sweet Tea?
Sweet Tea.
That's all I got, Trey Love. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much for sliding through and delivering that juicy news. We'll keep you updated, and if you could catch us Friday, then we'll knock it out again.
Oh, yes, sir. Chat later.
All right, everybody. All right, look forward to it. All right, everybody, until next time, that has been Carla EOTM with the Juicy News on Gilroy Radio. We got a lot of callers on the line. Calls are lit up, so obviously people want to discuss possibly the things that were in the news. I hope y'all taking notes over there. I got my little man B on the line. I know SS is in the building. I think that's my uncle over there with the 312, and whoever that other 909 is, ain't number love to you. So we're going to play a little music, man, and just to let y'all know, man, straight up, though, what we were talking about earlier, man, y'all better step y'all game up. You know, ladies ain't feeling the gangsters no more. You know, the gangbanger, they want you with a fresh haircut. You understand what I'm saying? Pimping like Drake. You understand? We done got a little older now. You understand? It's time to go and romance these women. You understand? They want to be talked to. Go on and give them some of that, Drake. And players, I'm going to say this. This song go out to all the players that got a problem with it. Miss me.
Yes.
Back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a fraction win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife. Yo, this is hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got them right.
Yeah, I got them bun. I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Nietzsche got the wheel. Hush gotta go. See, they got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple Sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, but I could never love her. Cause to her, I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz out the fast. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever got a sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything. And Drake just stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we did it. And girl, I'm furious, I'm with it. If you with it, cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows. Cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling. So come and get a portion of this money that we blowing. Cause it's on, yeah girl it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you
miss me a little when I'm gone.
Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed, no I used to be around more. But you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh, my dope guys, goddamn. Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light, so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swim, I do it till they scoop the ground off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James Bond cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the up, call me Larry Holmes. Young Money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone. When she to me, that's how she learn every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that druggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine. And I won't work for nobody but you. It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti a coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I pilot with Snoop. I ain't lying, I you don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable, like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, the line is loose. Man, I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, I be gone to November. And I ain't tripping, I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. I'ma say it, if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real, real talking, shut the fuck up, ho. Gotta do it one time for Haiti. What up, dope? We the F, baby, and the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
And you just tell me what you down for, anything you down for. I know things have changed, no, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Come and whisper. Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watch me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watch me.
Uh-huh.
You watch me.
Come
on. I see your face.
I see your face. Let's chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar,
superstar,
baby.
I'm gonna fly you up.
Get into it.
Ooh, it's
the light. You're blinded by the need that.
Hollywood. Ooh, it's the light.
You're blinded by the
backstory.
You need that. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high rise. I behind my shade, cause the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how Ozzy's eyes must have felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vein of heart. It'll change though, since he had love for you. It's a stranger, when your fame starts to change reaction. Locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. When your friends is Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's on flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music starts spinning. And I'm you're blinded by the
action.
You need that. Blinded by
the
A-lister, you're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir, it's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded. Hollywood's been good to you, starting to feel like buzz to you. Don't lie, don't fly. You addicted to the life, without the fame, how you gonna survive? It's like living on heroin, you so high.
And everybody's wanting to survive.
Try to
take you can't live.
You become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi, blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Everyone's following Marilyn, hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimmy Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby.
life.
Yeah, baby, living the life, Hollywood. That's J&B, you know what I'm saying? My favorite couple, Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, getting down, doing their thing together, you know what I'm saying, as a conglomerate, you know what I mean? You take a good man, you put him with a good woman, you know what I'm saying? That's a good combination, you know, Michelle and Barack, Will and Jada, Mello and Layla, you know what I'm saying? There's just so much love going on, black love, man, going on around here, man. Y'all better start teaming up, getting with and being with somebody, man, and loving, giving love and being love, you know what I mean? Because that's what it's about, man. That's what's going to get us over the top, man, and really make us make it, man. You know, I want to bring y'all back to Twitter Me Tuesdays. You live with King Gilroy, Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, baby. I salute you. I throw the 5G up at you, baby. God gave Gilroy good game, and that's what everybody know. You know what I'm saying? My main man, Heavy, was in the building. You know what I'm saying? Passing that Gilroy, you know, that's my French pimp friend from way back. You know what I'm saying? Taught me to Mac like Lumberjack. You know what I mean? You know, we've been doing this thing for so many years, you know, so... You know, he laying back, had to run and take care of some business. But, you know, you're going to be hearing him on the line quite often, you know, because he's pushing his CD as well as his book. And it's going to be some major things coming from out that way. So for y'all at ATL, make sure you look him up on Facebook. That's Herve Estime, H-U-R-V-E-E-S-T-I-M-E. You know what I mean? And for those Creole out there, stop I say, you know what I'm saying, family out there, you know what I mean? It's all kind of culture. That's what makes Trey Love and 5G what it is, diversification. Speaking of diversification, there's a few events you're going to be able to check me out coming up. You know, Hondra Davis, check her out on Facebook as well. You know what I'm saying? She's with Dime Peace. You know, some beautiful ladies over there doing their thing. She got an event coming up, you know, July 16th, Mansion Party, so make sure y'all pay attention to that. You know what I mean? This week, I know y'all, you know, if you're paying attention and you're watching things, Eric Zulie got a major event cracking this Thursday night. I can't really give y'all the details, but for those of you who know the name Eric Zulie and you're in the L.A. Hollywood area, you know that it's major weight, major things I'm talking about, you know what I mean? And Brian White as well as Michael John White are having a white party. I know that's coming up soon, just to throw some information out there. And you'll be able to catch me live, y'all. I'm going to be at the Hoodie Awards this year, probably in August, simply, you know, because there's a true blessing going on. I'm up for a reality show. I may get the part, I may not, but the beauty of it is I've been getting a major buzz with this Craftsman Screws 2, something like that, y'all. I got to go to it, but I'm going to come back with the information for that, you know what I mean? And I do have callers on the line. I'm going to bring them on and see if they want to talk and everything, but just giving y'all the rundown and keeping y'all updated on everything that's going on. So, yeah, there are a lot of parties, you know, coming up right here in L.A. You know, as you know, I'm making moves, y'all. If you have been paying attention and watching my Facebook page, facebook.com/TreyLoveGilroy, you know, you see pics with myself and, you know, Joe Torre, LaVell Crawford, Tiffany Haddash, you know, Elise Neal is in a film I'm doing as well. There's a lot going on. You know, true blessings are coming through my life, y'all, and what it's really come from is the down and dirty dedication to constantly believing in myself and really working hard and having goals and plans in mind. You know, any man, you know, that's worth who and what he is, you know, he thinks about things that matter, you know, his children, you know, his true family, the essence of what makes us who we are, what gives us our girth, you know, what type of legacy are you leaving to the children that to come past you? What type of person are you being? You know what I mean? What are you leaving to this world? You know, and I like to leave an example. So I do work hard, y'all, and the hard work I put in is manifesting itself and it's blessing and showing its truth every day. So I say this prayer and I add something to it. You know, I added something to it. I was saying it today, you know, because I deal with real life. You know what I mean? People, you know, this is my family. I'm talking to y'all. You know, this 5G. You know, this y'all boy. You know, I'm just sharing with you. You know, this is what it's about, really giving you who I am. And I say this prayer, and I always like to say this on my radio show because I like to put this kind of energy out there. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I want to add to that, when they say the wisdom to know the difference, that's the difference between what you can and can't change. But what I want to add to that is be mindful of things that you can change and think about what you can change and be mindful of the fact that maybe it doesn't need changing. Everything doesn't need changing. You may have the power to change something, but why change it if it's going good? You know what I mean? Why not just walk in what the blessing the Father has given you and enjoy it for a moment? A lot of people are not satisfied and content with what they have. They always looking at what someone else has, or they feel like they should have more. If you got some top ramen and cheese, learn to be content and satisfied with that. You know what I mean? And because every now and again, you're better get you a steak. But even the wealthy, the rich, the one you think is eating a steak every day, is not eating a steak every single day. So I just want to say to everyone out there, let's learn to love. Let's cherish our moments. Let's cherish our bliss. And let's share and love our life. And let's look to the people that make life worth living. You know what I'm saying? And let's run this. You know, when I come back, I'm going to bring the callers in. We're going to liven it up and have a good time. But I wanted to make sure I took it here for a moment. When we come back, y'all, we're going to have live callers in to talk to 5G. We're going to discuss some topics. I know I got Chicago in the building. I got Florida in the building. And it looks like I got Rancho in the building. So we're going to be bringing everybody back. But don't forget, we're going to do the birthday showers. We're going to do the live pokes. And then from there, we just going to do what we do. But for now, I want you to look across the room, and I want you to think about that person that's hurting, you know what I'm saying, that person that could use a friend, and realize that in this moment, in this life, y'all, we all share this life together. We are all connected. Each and every one of us are one. So to the haters, the lovers, the bliss, I wish everybody the best. This 5G. Evans and El DeVarge, y'all. I just want to lay right here with you. That's one of my favorite cuts, you know what I'm saying? Close people close know about that song. That's a good song. Hey, speaking of celebrity gossip, if anybody has any word on El DeVarge this past weekend at a concert, I heard some very interesting things about him, the concert. They say that Teddy Riley was there. You know, it was a bunch of big names and stuff, and they say the brother, you know, I don't know what's going on with these old stars, you know. I'm calling what they are, old, because, I mean, it's like it gets to a point, you know. I mean, hey, you know, what are you doing? Are you too high to even perform? You know, don't do people like that, you know what I mean? So I want to welcome to the line, you know, my peeps, you know what I'm saying, 954. What's up? What's up, 954? You ain't want to say nothing? All right, we got 312 on the line with us. What's up? I think that's my uncle. What's up, Aunt?
Lloyd, he's saying what's up here. Yeah,
man. Hey, what's up, Aunt? Hey, y'all, we having a good time over here on 5G Radio. Aunt, like, yeah, man. What's up, Aunt? Welcome to my radio show, Aunt.
Hey, we ain't on the air now, are we?
Yeah, you on the air.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'll be doggone.
Yeah,
I'm all the way in Mississippi.
Hey, y'all, Unc done went from, he's from Chicago, y'all. He's one of Chicago's finest, you know. Unc is out traveling, you know, it's the summertime, and that's when people get it in. You know, Unc way out there in Mississippi. Now, Unc, what's going on with you, man? How's Mississippi treating you?
Man, Mississippi about as hot as a doggone $2 lady on the street. My goodness gracious, hot down here. Hey, look here. I'm gonna give me one of them recreational vehicles after I dump my Trump pressure next year.
Yeah,
I'm gonna travel all around the United States.
I'm say he gone, y'all.
Hey, look here. I don't own a dog or a cat, and I'm gonna get ready to scat. You don't need a GPS to find my behind.
Hey, y'all, why is Unc rapping through the whole show? You know, a dog and a cat, no more scat. You going to need a GPS to find my behind. Unc rapping tight. I think somebody can relate. The sister in the struggle to put kids through school and stuff, and she don't even care. S in the building. What's up with you?
Well, I just got to go back real quick to comment on your friend that you was talking to. I ain't going to let that go. But in any case, real quick, no. Real women don't like to get beat. Now, I'm just going to leave it at that and move on. Now, another thing that you said a little earlier, you mentioned gangsters, and you said that women don't like to deal with gangsters no more and all that kind of stuff. That's actually not true. We like gangsters with swag. So I just want you to know that. Don't be hating on the gangsters out there. We do like them. Yes, we do, just with swag, all right? And one more thing about the whole thing with the New York actually beating out California on, you know, saying that it's okay for gay people to get married. I'm actually kind of shocked about that because I thought California would beat them. Anyway, that's all I have to say for today, and have a good day. Oh, and make sure that you tell everybody to go to the link about I forgot what we call it, too, about, you know, the new thing that you're doing with your YouTube, and make sure that they vote. Make sure that they all keep voting, and they can click on it and go to that as many times as they want to vote, because we need you to get that gig. So just make sure you keep telling people to do that, okay? That's all I got to say. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. That's all she got to say. I love you. Don't you love folks? I love SS. We need you. Boy, so, okay, that's my money. I'm just messing. Make sure we got that understood. Hey, Unc, where you at with it?
Ew.
Yeah, hey, that's took ownership. Like, we, okay, that's cool. I give you a percentage. My, go ahead, Unc.
Look here. That lady talked about them young men that she liked with them gangsters with some swag.
Yeah.
When she said swag, is she talking about when the dip in them underoos?
Let her on and tell you. Yeah, she, you know, hey, she get mad with me for saying she choosing, but you see she putting out there that she like gangsters. So, I mean, it's sounding to me like, what's up, SS? I'm going to let you defend yourself on that. You like them little boys
wait,
with their pants around their butt.
Is that SS?
You know?
No. That ain't SS.
Yeah, that's SS.
Miss, if you SS,
come
on up to it.
Huh?
She's going to have to
own up to it.
Is this Miss SS?
Who is this that's asking? I don't know. Who asked
it? Man, don't worry about it. Hey, hey. This if you like the gangsters, I understand they need love too. Okay, but you don't like to be beat, so did you sign a prenup with a gangster that you didn't want to be beat?
Right. That sounds oxymoronic to me, too. I ain't gonna lie.
No.
She say she want a gangster, but she don't want to get beat. It's like, okay, I ain't even say nothing. See, I'm breaking it down. Yeah.
You guys, these questions and y'all talking, then let me answer and let me say what I want to say. Now, all the gangsters that I know don't beat women. So I don't know what kind of gangsters y'all know and what y'all deal with, but every gangster that I know don't beat on no woman. They don't have to beat on a woman. That's why it's called gangsters with swag. They don't have to. Now, this gangsters. Hold on. Whoa. This whole image that you guys are giving gangsters, you know what I mean? I think you guys need to regroup on that and look at it a little bit different because it's not what you guys seem to think it is. And then I think the brother that was just talking said something about what somebody with his pants hanging off his butt and all that kind of stuff. Now, when I'm talking about gangsters, I'm talking about, what is it, the OG. They didn't go around with they pants hanging off their behinds. And they treated women right, and we liked them, and we still do. That's
okay,
I'm
let me ask
about.
You this. Here go the deal. Do you like DMX? That's the question.
I don't even know who he is.
You know what, y'all? I'm going to play this song real quick. This go out to SS. She need to do her research. SS, slow up with it, homie.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall, been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you sing the same, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you sing the face. You know what I'm talking
about? I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. I'm glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice, lemonade, black ice, you thick. Got gel, real down, bitch, some ice to pick. So I shoot it real good like hoes on food. Small mic, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And it's them little fresh, and I say, I guess. Success brought up there, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, I wouldn't know y'all lie. Got the fitties out today, showing off town line. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not your line. Being skateboard Pete in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time. Scoochie.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you sing the same, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you sing the same.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do that, but I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic. Look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you could do it too, and you could do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Coach.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. that deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me say. I've been sipping on Haterade. That deep down get your face. Scrunch your face when you see me say. Scrunch your face when you see me say. You know I'm talking about.
I bought a heart, I should be on some rust, little spray the cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Ferrari, he ain't good, get intimidated. Mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. Dead investigation, I'm accumulated. Singing with it, that I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill, some chill, some chill, some chill. Hunch around the town with the top shop off. Shoot the collar off the pound, cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car.
We evolved from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I've been sipping on Haterade, that deep down get your face, it tastes like lemonade, scrunch your face when you see me say, I've been sipping on Haterade, that deep down get your face, that flavor lemonade, scrunch your face when you see me say, you know I'm talking about. Don't lift your glass, don't lift your glass,
let's think about the future and forget the past,
just lift your glass, don't lift your glass,
if a nigga kid, I ain't tell me kiss your ass,
just lift your glass, don't lift your glass,
let's think about the future and forget.
Welcome back to 5G Radio, man. You know, that's one of them songs, you know what I mean? You got to catch that feel, catch that vibe, you know what I mean? You got to sip on that Haterade, man, you know what I'm saying? Because everything you try to do, you know what I'm saying? People have a way, a tendency to try to talk you out of or against what it is you got going on. So you make you keep it cracking, stacking and attacking, baby, because one thing about T-R-E-L-U-V, I'ma always have it macking, and you best believe I got some backing. I'm like Uncle Lord, I keep it tracking, you understand, and that's church, baby, over here having a good time. So we're gonna take this time out to do the radio shout show. If you my friend on Facebook, get ready to get your birthday shout out. Talisha Loves For Real, that's what she has her name under, Talisha Loves For Real. I want to say happy birthday to you, darling. To Dina Reed, happy birthday, sweetheart. To Fernando Carranza, happy birthday, brother. Gloria Harper Dixon, happy birthday, sweetheart. To Mr. Beru, happy birthday, sir. To Mr. Tony Mercedes, I want to say happy birthday to you, sir. To Tanya Smith, happy birthday, sweetheart. Carissa Rosario, happy birthday. To Mr. Timothy Green, happy birthday, sir. To Tommy Bottom, happy birthday. And those are the birthday shouts today. And, you know, this is what I always say to people. Oh, yeah, and you know what? I saw my homegirl. Her birthday is coming up tomorrow, and I won't be on the radio, so I got to give her a shout-out to Nisa Kovac, yo. That's my darling, y'all. My look, she plays my daughter and some stuff for me. You know, let me see who else before I just shut it down because I won't be able to shout these people out. But just looking over. Robin, hey, Robin, my girl Quincy. Robin, happy birthday coming to you. That'll be tomorrow. You know, like I said, give my birthday shout-outs. But as you all know, I tell you quickly and officially, ensure that when you're making love and you're having sex, make sure it's really good sex. Don't hold back with the sex, and especially, like, when it's your birthday, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really, like, you make your significant other give it to you real, real good. You, like, make them give it to you good. You know what I'm talking about? Like, hey, look, it's my birthday. You know what I'm saying? So... And for those of you who know, my birthday is coming up July 7th, so I'm like all three of my women. I need legs, Donna, Gloria, I need all y'all together, you know what I'm saying? We got to have some birthday sex, so I need just me and all y'all together. Love a brother from his head down to his toes, you understand what I'm saying? Oh, I can't wait. My birthday coming up real, real soon. Oh, yeah, and just to let y'all know, I know I usually, like every year I do comedy shows around my birthday, but because of... You know, and it's cancer time. My birthday's coming up. You see, I ain't even had time to plan a party because God is really in a blessing business. I'm going to just tell the family there's so many things that I'm doing that I'm not talking about because I really, really, like I say, y'all, in this game of life and in this institution of what it is I do, I've learned to just do what I do and let my blessings be my blessings. Put God in his perspective place and just continue to live. But trust me, y'all, it's some major, major things going on in my life and career. So that's the reason why this year, guys, I won't be, because of filming and just other things that I have going on, I won't be able to do the shows I was going to do this year. I was so looking forward to it. But don't worry, y'all, I'm going to make it up to you. You're going to be able to catch me at the Laugh Factory, the Comedy Store, the Improv, the J Spot,
the Comedy Union, all the local comedy clubs, the Ha Ha Cafe. You guys are going to see me there, even other open mics, because, hey, I'm here. I'm in Los Angeles, California, doing my thing, baby, in Hollywood, about to relocate to Sugar Shack. Y'all pay attention. It's going to be so many big things coming on. I'm going to drop little jewels on y'all. You know, matter of fact, when I come back from this song, I'm going to tell y'all about a commercial that I need you all to check out on a website, YouTube, where you can go and vote for me. And hopefully, guys, I end up on a reality show. And, you know, it's going to be some major things that come with that. So know that I plant seeds to try and grow. So if it's your birthday today, make sure that, like, when you sneak that person up tonight and you get them in that room, you come at them hard. Be like, look, it's my birthday. Ain't nobody playing with you. You better get in here. You better, gosh damn it, I ain't nobody.
Shout
out
to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven if you leave with me, Charlie. I wanna be your present. Girl, unwrap me. Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Cake, ha ha ha, you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub and vanish with my face. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Just wanna
Now some people take their time, and some people procrastinate, some people bump and grind, cause they wear that full play. But it's like that green to me, lick it and roll it, babe. Six is like dope to me, so let's get it cracking, baby.
For instance, you look like food, I'll put yummy. You on my plate. Stop you up with some biscuits, and go on and tell
you,
until you make it rain.
Yo, man, I know y'all peeping that 5G. It's getting kind of hot over here. You know what I'm talking about? I just want to thank all the callers that called in, you know, so far, man. This has been a live show, man. We had SS in the building. We had my uncle in the building. You know, we had Carla EOTM Simpson delivering the juicy news. We had my main man, Gilroy Game, you know what I'm saying, heavy out there on the East Coast delivering his, you know, sultry sounds. Look out for his books, you know, CD and things of that nature. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you live right now on Gilroy Radio, this here is my favorite part of the show. I always do this on 5G, you know what I'm saying? I always have to give my ladies they live pokes. And, sweethearts, you all should know something that I promise. I would never say your last name in order to protect the innocent, to ensure that, you know, you don't get no trouble. I know, you know what I'm saying? You poking me and your dude don't need to know you poking Trey on the side. So I got you. I ain't trying to get you in no trouble. So first names only, all right? It's so much fun. I'm just having a good time with my handsome life. You heard me? Marcia. Yeah, I see you, baby. I'm going to poke you, baby. How you doing today? Good morning. Twitter me Tuesdays. Sophia. Dang, she's a cutie. What's up, Sophia? I'm going to poke you, too. Yeah, poke you for real. Muriel. How you doing, baby? I'm going to poke you. You know what I'm saying? Lay it on out there. To Rainy. Hey, darling, how you doing? Pretty lady, I'm going to poke you, too. To Natasha, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too. See, this like this is all for my women right here, ladies. I know I have to get this to y'all. This is how y'all like it. Edna, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too. I see you way out there in the sip, baby. Kim, what's up, lady? Yeah, I see you over there shining. I'm going to poke you, too, girl. You know, to Miss Reed, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too. I see, you got your thing up. Yeah, I got to watch out. Yeah, the UBB. Yeah, I'm going to poke you too, girl. I see you over there, you know what I'm saying, holding it down in Texas. You know, be careful. You know, I don't want you to get in no trouble. Stephanie, I'm going to poke you too. I know you enjoy when I go on and lay this thing on you, so I'm gonna poke you real good. Kia, yeah, let me go on and poke you too, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. You know, this Gilroy Game, 5G. Tammy, what's up, lady? How you doing? You need a poke too? I got you. To Jamaica, yeah, I see you, lady. You know what I'm saying? You need a poke. I got to look out for you. This, I have an enormous amount of pokes today, y'all. This is wonderful. To Lori, hey, sweetheart, how you doing? I got you today. To Aya, yeah, let me go on and get you that poke. I know you need one, baby. I got you. Change your oil, you feel me? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and poke. Tanya, hey, darling, how you doing? Let me get you one, too. I know, you know, that's what I'm here for, to provide, you know. I got, it's better to give than to receive, you know what I'm saying? The Candace, you got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards right, you could be. I'm going to give you a poke, too. Gloria, go on and get your poke. Yeah, baby. You know, that's what it's all about. Antoinette, how you doing, darling? I see. Ain't no thing. You need a poke, too. To a young lady named Christina, you got my baby name, and you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards right, you could be. Church, go on and poke you, too. Coco, hey, how you doing, babe? I know you need the nice poke. I got you with that. To Chrissy, I got you. I'm going to poke you too, baby. Stephanie, yeah, I'm going to poke you too. It's been brought to my attention that a lot of y'all ladies be listening when I'm poking y'all, so I got you. Yeah, Sydney, I see you, baby. I'm going to poke you too. Mm-hmm. Lisa, what's up, lady? Yeah, you need. I got you. That's what I'm here for, baby. I'm going to poke you too. Kim, I see you over there shining, baby. Hold it down in Atlanta for us. I'm going to poke you too. Nisha, yeah, I'm going to poke you, baby. I know. I got you. Tracy, I'm going to go on and poke you too, baby. To Bridget, yeah, I see you over there. I see that things are going well with you. So I'm going to poke you too. Giselle, yeah. But, oh, dang, you're on a bike. I see you, Giselle. All right, I'm going to get your poke in, baby. Sonya, yeah, I'm going to poke you too. Yeah, Sugi, I see you, baby. All right, over there shining. To Latanya, yeah, I'm going to poke you. Yeah, shout down. I need to holler at you, Latanya. Oh, there's some things going down. Y'all, it is plenty folks today. Elder, I'm going to poke you too, baby. Dang, this is so good. I'm just like poking all these women by myself. Carmen, I'm going to poke you too, baby. Raquel, let me get it to you. See, I have to try to give it to them all one at a time. You know what I'm saying? The way they all need it. You know what I mean? Because I'm in the satisfying business. You know what I'm saying? In a given mood today. So, Jonna, I'm going to poke you too. Deborah, yeah, baby, I got you. I'm going to send it all the way to Texas, baby. To Mahogany, yeah, I got you over there. I'm going to poke you too. Yeah, yeah. An excessive amount of pokes, y'all. It's over 50 pokes today. Paulette, yeah, I see you, baby. I'm going to poke you, too. You know, to Anastasia, yeah, darling, I got you, baby. Oh, man, I'm in the poking business. Gabby, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too, baby. That's a long way, boy. I'm telling you, the pimping work wonders. Y'all don't even understand. I could reach all the way over the globe poking. All right, Radiant, I got you, baby. To Janari, yeah, baby, I got you, too. Terica, I know you need your poke, baby. I got you. That's what I'm here for. To Ebony. Rainya, Ebony, Ray, I got you, baby. To Shannon, yeah, I got you, baby. You know, look out. You know what I'm saying? Robin, yeah, I know you need a little something. I got you. I'm here. Paula, you way out there in Chicago, baby. I'm telling you, I got you. This poke is for you. Cynthia, I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, every week, every time I do it, Twitter Me Tuesdays or Facebook Fridays, you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? It's the song, you know what I mean? The song that makes everything go round. It's what 5G is. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in the poking business. You understand what I'm saying? People can play the game the way they want it, but you will never be able to do the game like I do it, because it's my game. You see what I'm saying? Because if you know what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, you know I'm going to do it at my best, with my best, and with all I got. You see what I'm saying? So this song goes out to all my ladies and everything that know Trey loves them, baby, from my head to my toe and everything in between, y'all. Church, I'm letting it ride. Get poked.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby. Body shaking, quiver, good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got
mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a man so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think straight love you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky. I got lube. Don't be crude. Act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it. Let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bit. I am a king. Like a master. Want me slow. Want me fast. It doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver. Invent the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's the L.A. Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what? Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby. Something about being straight love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your straight game on, on, on. 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 Get your straight game on.
To get your straight game on, you got to grind, redefine. Look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trey, love a boy, king, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy, satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My straight love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your straight game on, on, on. Get your straight game on, on, on. Get your straight game on, on, on. Get your straight game on, on, on. Get your straight game on.
Yeah, baby, that's what I need you to do. Get the tray game on, man, because that's what I'm doing each and every day that I live and every day that I rise, you know what I'm saying, and strive for the best, to be the best and who I be, you know what I'm saying, T-R-E, the one and only Playboy of comedy, you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're mindful of what's going on around you, you know what I mean. Make sure you put everything in its perspective place, man. I didn't see something real fire on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, put up by a few people, Phil Muhammad, Safia Reed, put it in the Empire, and I think I'm going to share this. It says, the Holy Quran teaches us that both male and female have the same essence or come from the essence or being that is Allah, the all-wise God. He has given both male and female complementary natures, which, if acted on properly, help each mate to attain to fulfillment, perfect peace, and fulfill development of perfection. I mean, that's some gangster stuff, you know what I'm saying? And that's the things that, you know what I'm saying, I try to tell people about. You know, you come to a point in your life where you have to grow and you have to get better. And since I've been growing and I've been getting and I've been doing better things have been happening for and to me. So what I want to put out right now is, everybody, make sure you go to this website, www.craftsmanscrewed.com. That's Craftsman Screwed. Guys, I have been submitted for this audition for a reality show. It's something real major. You can go to my link on there. It's TreyLove773, and you can find and see me live, man. This is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Something beautiful that's happening for my career. I mean, I already got a nice buzz going about it. You know, people are feeling it. So I'm just excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Excited for the beauty of the possibilities of, you know, my future in this industry. You know, for the people that know me, you know what I'm saying, I've worked hard, I put, you know what I'm saying, so many things out there, you know what I mean, and to be where I am today and to continue to rise is just truly a blessing, man, and I'm grateful for all the people that put the work in to help me get here, you know what I'm saying. I got a team behind me that they really put forth effort in assisting me with my, you know, with my rise, man, you know what I'm saying, trying to get to that next level, man. So I'm really grateful for the team that holds me down, you know what I'm saying, Carla, you know what I mean, Sophia, you know what I mean, the people that's just there that are part of this rise, man, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all check that out, craftsmantools.com, craftsmanscrewed.com. And, you know, look me up, man. I'm doing some things, man. And I'm going to tell you, as I'm going through this, you know, and it's getting better, man, you know what I'm saying, just learning and loving and living, you know. You just got to put, like I said, put God in its respective place, do what you got to do. And, I mean, just the way things are today, I hope they continue and stay like this, man, because this is how, you know, I'm living. And this is a very happy and content life, man, because I'm doing me. Make sure you do you.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me, but I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't save me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive, alive, alive.
What I tell them hoes, drop down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Poppy Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OBO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Y'all go to Craftsman Screw, man, and check out my commercial, man. Make sure you vote for me. Pass it to everybody you think you know, man. You know what I'm saying? Look me up and hook me up. You understand what I'm saying? This your boy, the one on the Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, man. I'm trying to make things happen, man. And as God blesses me, I'm going to give back the same thing I'm getting. And what I'm getting right now is more. So as I go home, man, I just want to tell everybody thank you for tuning in to Twitter Me Tuesdays. Catch me on Facebook Friday for more updates, more good music, more news. And, you know, we'll probably have a celebrity guest or just a guest or two or somebody to come through and holler at us, man. But I'm taking this home, man. I hope y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Stay prosperous. And before I go, I want to read something that I wrote myself, you know, because I'm learning what goes on in people's lives and what holds us down. Have you ever looked in the eyes of a killer? See me versus procrastination. I will murder it. I be too busy doing me. Express your thoughts and your feelings and your opinions about me. That helps
you to procrastinate, which leads to your demise and builds my legacy. That's 5G, and that's Trey Loveism, baby. I ain't got time. All I'm trying to do is get what I'm trying to give, and that's more. Church, have a blessed day, y'all. I'm out of here.